I'm making my own cake. Poodle McNoodle, I'm going to make a cake for my birthday. And it's not even a cake. It's going to be a lemon meringue pie. I'm going to make a lemon meringue pie for my birthday for the weekend celebration.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Poodle McNoodle, I'm going to make a cake.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3412 of the BFO for Thursday the 4th of March 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got two big pieces of news. I've got some so-so questions. I'm going to tell you about my day. Big Ready! Hello, eligibles. Big Fatty, is that like edibles? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're eligibles today because, y'all, one of the pieces of big news is that they announced on Tuesday, that starting on Monday the 8th, people aged 55 and older would be eligible to sign up for an appointment to get the vaccine. Big Fatty, that's lovely. So that means I'll probably get it about the middle of June. Big Fatty, that's probably true. But y'all, at least I can be eligible to go and get frustrated. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the other big piece of news that I wanted to mention is, over there at the BFO, y'all, we've added a new way you can get the little show. Y'all, it's on the Lesbeterian Delivery Service podcast. Y'all, in fact, I think you can talk to that Alexis Carrington and say, hey, Alexis, play Big Ready online. And y'all, I don't have the talking machine. But y'all, evidently, it's over there and it works. Yes, Big Ready. So sorry that Alexis has to endure such horrible things.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Here, Gussie, y'all, today, the 4th of March, y'all, we've got not one, not two, but three very important celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, she is the founder and host, one of the hosts of the infrequently broadcast little shows called How Much Do We Love? Y'all, it's none other than the daughter of Jungle Marge. Y'all, it's that Sarah Davis. Big Ready, we love Sarah Davis. It's true. And just lovely. And y'all, she's from Georgia. Big Ready, you might as well be related. It's true. Y'all, and then, y'all, one of the most, half of one of the most generous couples in the Pride 48 community. Y'all, I believe, and I say this all the time, and I haven't been corrected, so I must be right. Y'all, I believe these two gentlemen came to the villa before Big Fatty even moved in. During a visit to Upchuck, y'all, I'm talking about the Spotting Big Fatty book for Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Rob One of the Robs. Big Fatty, we love Rob One. We love both of the Robs, it's true. And y'all, then the final celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, he said merengue. I don't know what the hell that is. No, he said merengue. Bleh, very vulgar. Y'all, he's the host of the Pink Wing Nuts little show. Y'all, he is up there in the northern Mexico. Met him many times at the Pride 48 in Las Wages. He did the shuttle. Big Betty. Y'all, I'm talking about, of course, the one and only Faye Driver. Big Betty, we love the Faye Driver. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Sarah Davis, Rob One or the Faye Driver on the 20 or the Faceface, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake or merengue. Music, it's like you getting your peanut butter in my chocolate and my chocolate in your peanut butter. Big Fatty, I fucked that up.
You did. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, let's see, what did I have for my supper last night? Oh, y'all, I had, I'd had the roasted broccoli and cauliflower earlier in the afternoon, and y'all, I had Brussels sprouts and some more of that stewed squash and some more of that poke. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what, it was too delicious here. Big Fatty, it was anything but licious. It was too... and it wasn't toot sweet either. It was poot toot, and it was yes, McCready. Y'all, whew. Anyway, needless to say, Big Fatty got his vegetables, but y'all, I headed to bed at a reasonable time, and y'all, it was it rained all night long, y'all, it was a cold rain. It was in the 40s, and just rained all night long, and the wind was blowing and everything, and y'all slept like a baby, yes, Big Fatty, and y'all got up a little bit before 8 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, it was just lovely to sleep like that, and got up, I had my coffee. Y'all, I've had trouble with the Sudoku. Y'all, it's a number two level. Y'all, I have trouble with the number two levels. Big Fatty. Y'all, it rained all morning long, so I did not go on my Nepal walk. But I had my coffee and got my share. And, y'all, then I was off. I was off to lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all went to the famous toastery, as always. Let's see, what am I trying to say? Y'all, I had the three cheese melt sandwich with bacon on sourdough bread. Y'all, they put more cheese in it than they ever have before. Y'all, it was just gooing out. Big Fatty vulgar. But y'all, it was delicious, and it came with the chips. And y'all, then, but wait a minute, before I forget, y'all, I don't know what it is, but I will mention something on little shows just off the cuff.
And y'all, I've been getting comments. You know, the first one was, you know, I told you I ordered a replacement, a couple of replacement bowls and a solid plate for my plantation garden dinnerware. And y'all, I ordered it from the replacements.com or Replacements Limited. Y'all, I tell you that Stacy in Hillsborough and Moose P both. Oh, they're just minutes from the house. And y'all, Moose P's been to the thing. Y'all, they evidently have a China museum. And y'all, it is a homosexual owned business. So y'all, if you need some replacement China, go on over there to Replacements Limited and order something. Yes, my baby. And y'all, then yesterday's little show, I talked about persimmons, and Dr. Stone says, "Oh, I can't believe you've never heard of persimmons." Well, I've heard of them. I just don't want to smell like them. And Moose says, "Oh, we have persimmons are delicious. We have them here at Casa de Moose, and can't keep enough of them." And yo, Dr. Stone said that they're known to smell like urine, or semen. And Big Vetty, that's a, you already smell like that. You don't need persimmons. Well, thank you. So y'all, I think persimmons probably smell like old people too. Big Vetty or sailors? No, not that kind of semen. Oh, you're the vulgar kind, yes. But anyway, y'all, y'all, just a little sidetrack there. Yes, McVitie, downtown. After lunch, I went to the Von's East. Yes, McVitie. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, McVitie, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as a doing hunt day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had a few things on sale. But I didn't get very much. Y'all, they had the Von's East cloth reusable bags, 25% off. So, y'all, I got me a new one of those. One of mine was kind of fraying. Y'all, I got a couple of bags of the Veggie Lovers bag solids. They were on sale. The red seedless grapes were on sale. Got a bag of those. They had the pineapple peeled and cold pineapples on sale. Got one of those. Y'all, it's that time of year. Be on the lookout and don't wait too long to get your cone beef. Y'all, they're going fast. Y'all, they had the cone beef on sale and I picked up one of those. Y'all had a coupon for some Von's East flour, so I got me another bag of that. Y'all, I needed half and half to be able to make my quiche, so I had forgotten to get that last week, so I got that. Y'all, I needed more napkins for the table. Yes, me penny. Y'all, they had the good Jimmy Dean sausage roll sausage on sale, so I picked up a roll of that. Y'all, they had the M&M's sharing packs. They were on sale. Plus, I had a coupon, so I got a bag of the fudge brownie flavor and the caramel flavor. Y'all, I had a coupon for the Jeff peanut butter spread. And, y'all, it was on sale. So, I bought one and was able to use the coupon. Y'all, I got me some ground coriander, because that's one of the spices in the little packet of seasonings that goes with the cone beef. And y'all, it always is just lovely. So I got some of that. Y'all, they had the emerald salt and pepper cashews, buy one, get one free. So I got that. Y'all, and they had the olive garden croutons, buy one, get one free. Got a bag of those. Y'all, I spent $49.65, but I saved $32.70. Yes, Big Freddy, and we get a coon beef. Y'all, after that, I came back here to the villa, unpacked my provisions, and, y'all, then I was off on my nipple walk. Y'all didn't go to the big circle today. I just walked around Fat Acres, closed my nipple-sized ring on the apple clock. And, y'all, it's because the rain had stopped before lunchtime. But, y'all, there was still no time to nipple walk. But, y'all, I've done that, and now I'm sitting here recording the little show, and, y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Betty!
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Do something. Get off your ass.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, was Digger and Digger. Big Fatty, he couldn't even be bothered to do the whole, what are those things called? Bumpers. Well, you know, I can't say that I blame him, but Digger, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I've got an e-letter here with a so-so, y'all, it's kind of an odd so-so question, but it's in the form of a poem, and y'all, it is from that Michael in the Palm Springs. He says, "Everybody, yes, as you just said, this is Michael in Palm Springs. Thank you, Kathy Marshall, for addressing the sock, shoe, sock. Controversy in commemoration, and as my next so-so question, can you read the following Dr. Seuss poem about socks?" Big Fatty, I thought that these were being discontinued. Well, I guess, I don't know. It says, "Give me the gift of a grip-top sock, a clip-drape ship-shape tip-top sock, not your spin-slick slapstick slip-slop stock, but a plastic, elastic, grip-top sock. None of your fantastic slack-swap-slop. From a slap-dash-flash-cash haberdash shop. Not a knick-knack-knit-lock, knock-kneed-knickerbocker sock. With a mock-shot blob-modeled trick-ticker-top clock. Not a super sheet seersucker rucksack sock. Not a spot speckled frog freckled cheap sheik's sock. Off a hodgepodge moss blotched scotch botched block. Nothing slipshod drip drop flip flop or glip glop. Tip me to a tip top grip top sock, Michael." Big Fatty, y'all, it was a tongue twister. And first of all, Michael, thank you so much for the reference to Dr. Seuss, who's evidently on the shit list, I guess. But anyway, Big Fatty, I thought he's dead. Well, I guess there's a shit list in death. I don't know. But Michael, absolutely a so-so question, because I'm not quite sure where the question was in that, but it definitely qualifies in my book. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. It's supposed to be chilly over here in Fat Acres for the next few days, but we'll see how it all goes. But I think the rain has moved on, so at least we can begin to be less dank. Be ready. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Faye driver. And Faye, I know you don't really particularly care to celebrate your ancientness, but you know, the good thing is, the older you are, the sooner you'll get that vaccine. And how are you gonna celebrate the vaccine?
Poodle McNoodle, I'm gonna make a cake.
Oh, maybe you can put the meringue into a syringe.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.